Listener Production.
Tasmania's Roadtoll climbs with a fatal at Bruny Island overnight, and claims of live baiting in Tasmania's greyhound racing industry in state parliament. A shower or two in Hobart today. We're heading to a top of 17 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart local news. An 86-year-old woman has sadly died overnight after a single vehicle crash at Bruny Island. It's believed the woman suffered a medical episode while travelling down Bruny Island Main Road. A report is being prepared for the coroner. Claims of live baiting in the state's greyhound racing industry have been aired in Tasmanian Parliament in the same week that an investigation was launched into harness racing. Independent member Christy Johnston says she's been told about the allegations.
How can these whistleblowers possibly present the evidence they have without fear of serious retribution?
The Racing Minister, Madeleine Ogilvie, says the claims need to be sent to the head of the new racing investigation.
I take it on face value that these are coming to you now and this is happening as we speak, but they must, of course, be provided to Mr. Murray.
The Department of Natural Resources and Environment Tasmania says it has not received reports of live baiting for greyhounds. As you may expect, the way Tasmanians are paying off their mortgages have changed since the 10 consecutive rate rises. While the number of people behind the payments is increasing, there's also plenty paying them off ahead of time. My State Bank reports finding nearly 60% of borrowers are one payment in front, with nearly a third up by 6 months. My State Bank's Brett Morgan says it gives people some wiggle room.
It gives themselves a buffer, so for the tough times, they might be able to not make a repayment because they've made payments ahead.
Expansion of virtual care options is a key part of Tasmania's health plan for the future. It's released a 20-year blueprint outlining the future of our health in Tassie. COVID at Home's Jane Powell Freeman says it opens up healthcare to more people.
What we've been able to do here with the virtual service is provide equitable healthcare to everyone in the state. We know it is reassuring to our patients that we provide care at all hours of the day and night.
200 modular homes are being built here in Tasmania by a few local companies. The government says they'll be delivered in the next 4 years. And forget the AFL, we're inching closer to getting a Tassie team in the A-League. Football Tasmania discussions are ongoing with hopes we could join the national comp by the 2025 season. CEO Matt Bulkley is excited to get things moving.
The APL have committed to expansion to ultimately to 16 teams, at least initially, to the 15th and 16th licenses, that there's a number of markets that they're looking at, one of which is Tasmania. So we're feeling very positive about that.
Jamara Ugelhagens made a powerful statement as his 5 goals fired the Bulldogs to a 14-point win over the Lions last night. The Indigenous star lifted his jumper and pointed to the colour of his skin after being the target of racial abuse last weekend. Skipper Marcus Bontempelli telling Seven his young teammates stood tall under extreme pressure.
To step up and play the way that he did, mate, you have to be proud, and especially as a, you know, what I consider a younger brother in many respects. It's great to see.
Tonight, the Tigers will be without Dustin Martin against the Magpies at the MCG.